This is the BBC Light Programme.
By Jove, it smells good.
And now, creaking in every joint, the well-turned knees of the Goon Show.
Yes! And it's 842 on the hit parade. Next, the evils of Bushy Spawn, part one. A meeting of the council.
Darling! Darling! Darling!
Thank you.
Darling, what's next on the council agenda?
I'd like to bring the committee's report on the proposed lamppost, first submitted in 1919.
Good.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? What? The position chosen for the lamppost is 53 Spawn Yards north of the curbside.
Why? Is it very dark, eh?
Only at night time.
Oh. So you found that out too?
Right.
Well, you can't say we don't do our best.
I can say it.
Ow! Has anyone commissioned the building of this lamppost?
Good heavens, no. We haven't decided what colour it's going to be.
Any suggestions?
Well, I have heard that green is an unsinful colour.
Green?
I said that.
Yes, that would mean... Wouldn't they have been painting it?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that would mean the compulsory purchase of a pot of paint. All those in favour? Splendid. Splendid, chaps. Now then, we shall have to find a designer for the lamppost.
I think my brother can help us there.
Oh, yes? Oh, well, let's go and see him. Hold on to my foot.
Morning, my morning.
We're from the Bushy Spawn Council.
How
very nice for you. We would like you to design a lamppost for us.
I will run out and buy a pencil.
Good. There's enterprise for you.
Yes, mind you, it runs in the family.
I got a pencil.
That's a steamroller.
Is it? I'll kill that blasted storekeeper.
And he did.
I always play them little jokes.
What a grand chap. Much as I hate to say it, he doesn't seem the man for the job.
Well, there's his brother, Mad Dan.
Oh, hello. You like animals?
Yes.
Okay, you can pat my head.
Do you know anything about lampposts?
Ask me a question about a lamppost. Ask me a question.
Okay. What is a lamppost?
Oh, the hard one's first, eh?
Mr. Greenstead. Somehow I don't think this gentleman here...
What? Gentlemen? Gentlemen. You be careful what you call me. You heard of Hyde Park?
Yes.
Well, you just watch out and...
We'll have to advertise for a man. We'll write one on a cigarette and put it in a tobacconist's window.
Part two. The Great Ormsrod Refuge Tip at Filthmuck-on-Sea.
I lost my heart in an English dustbin. Oh, I'm Nylum, little part of your...
Moriarty.
Oh, what?
Moriarty, listen to this. Says here, wanted high-grade lamppost designer, all money found.
Money? Oh, yeah, by the... I wish it...
We're going to be rich. Pack the swill bags and put the banana skins on ice. Taxi!
Where to, mate?
Follow the direction of that pointed finger.
Right, mate.
Ah, you must be the man in answer to the lamppost.
Can we come in?
No, I'll come out.
Thank you for your kind, stinking English hospitality.
Yes.
The gentleman with me here, in the paper sack, is the well-known continental steamer, Count Jim Odman. Moriarty, husband extraordinary by appointment to the house of Rita Hayworth.
Muscular teeth.
Yes, he's had offers, you know. He's known...
He's here with the old love muscle.
Now, the reverse of this Nubian quinge is our proposed design for a lamppost.
Gad! And he's got a light at the top. What a novel idea.
Yes, we got the idea from a novel. Before we got money, may I introduce Dutch Max Jim Geldray to make certain thin sounds.
Sing plooging!
Part two of part three, the pie, po, poo, poo, peppy, pie, pie. The scene outside a quiet cottage in Bushy Spawn.
Ah. Is this hole big enough, mate?
Let me see. Yes, it appears to be big enough.
Oh, I see. What's it big enough for?
Well, there you have me. Oh, wait, yes, I have a note written on my secretary here. Come here, Maud. Ah, yes. Maud. It's for a lamppost.
Oh, a lamppost. Lovely, lovely. What flavour?
Concrete.
Flavour of the month. Lovely. You know, they say that concrete lampposts never go deaf.
You can't rely on those old country superstitions, you know.
Anyhow, matey, this lamppost's gonna be a boon. You see, at the present, I ask to walk 10 miles every night to the one in the village.
Eh?
Well, I keep a dog, you see.
Ah, yes. You had me worried for a moment there. Tell me, have you ever been sprayed with green glue, inscribed with indelible saffron ink, and bound with lukewarm string bearing invisible manure knots?
No.
Gad, this is an uninteresting place, I must say.
Don't you believe it, matey? Yeah.
What?
They do say at about 10 to 7 every night, a man in flannels and sport coat walks slowly down the street and goes in that house there.
A ghost?
No, it's old Tom Bollow coming home from work.
End of crosstalker.
Day after day, the hole grew deeper, which is the right direction for holes. Inside the little cottage, fear had spread.
Min. Come away from the window, Min.
I'm only watching them dig that hole. The hole, Henry. Hole, Henry Cocky.
You are watching a man digging a hole.
Oh, is that a man?
It's sinful, Min. You want people to start talking?
Oh.
Looking at a man you don't even know.
Oh, I don't know what's come over you lately, Henry. You're not the man I used to know.
Oh? And who is this man you used to know of?
It was you.
You used to know me?
Yes, yes.
Now I'll get even with him. Was that you, Min?
I don't think so, Henry. I'll just look at my knees. No. Huh? Oh. What is that? Strange midnight power.
I just think it's coming from that leather telephone.
Oh, it's magic, I tell you.
Hand me the lead blunderbuss with the screw shot. Now then, sir. Got it right in the crin. There's a man inside the ear listening piece. Hello, man.
Hello.
Hello, man. Oh, yes. Yes, master, yes.
Oh, what does it say, Henry?
I heard our master's voice on the telephone. He says he's coming back for the weekend.
We'd better get his bath full.
Yes, don't forget he likes half water and half gin.
No. He likes it half full and other half empty, Henry. Oh, the master's coming home today. I'll lay out my new frock.
He won't wear it, you know.
Lamppost Part 3. A lamppost foundry in Rhodesia, Africa, W12.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh. Oh, oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, it's hell in there, you know.
Major Bloodnock, Safari has arrived from England.
England? Englishman, Tom. Mm. We must give our guests a real British welcome.
Right. I'll hide all the food and drink.
Oh, yes. And Tom, put the cat out.
Why?
It's on fire. You know, I shall have to have him seen to. He's got a cross-eyed tail, you know.
Shall I lay out the red carpet?
Yes, and put the price ticket on it.
Ahoy there, ahoy!
It's ahoy there, ahoy! Welcome to Africa, ahoy, sir. Let me play you the primitive music of Africa. The next dance, please.
Major!
Your fame as a lamppost builder has reached England.
Oh, you want to buy one? What size, darling?
38 chest, darling.
I've just got one left, and I've got one right.
How about the right one? The street it's going in is facing away from Poshmail.
They're all the rage, you know, yes. Anyway, I admire your choice, sir. You can't beat a concrete lamppost, you know.
Rubbish, I beat mine every morning. I assure you he was the master.
I tell you what. I'll let you have this 20-guinea lamppost free, entirely free, for £99.
How much is that in English? You see, I can't count.
What? Oh, just open your naughty old naughty wallet. And let dear little Dennis have a look in. I can count it for you. Oh, all in gold sovereigns. Right.
And all through the night, Bloodnock carefully counted out the naughty money with a shovel.
One shilling. There, now carry those 50 sacks containing one shilling to my hut.
Major. Lamppost is all packed and ready.
Are you quite sure, Hugh?
Well,
look here, if you're not sure, say so. Oh, well, Ned, bon voyage and bien vieux. See you off. Here is a flock of dogs and one Railington.
Zaj, darling, we're in love, it appears, and I surely want to thank you. But if you get ideas, I'll surely have to spank you. I belong to you. You know I know I'll show it. You belong to me, and you'd better know it. Give me all your love, sweet sugar, spice, and honey. But don't ever quit, not for love or money. I'd do most anything just to amuse you. But there's something that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. When I play the game, I can't afford to throw it, because I play for keeps, and you'd better know it. You belong to me, Zash. Never leave, Zash. I'd do most anything just to amuse you. But there's something that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. I play the game, yes, I don't want to play, 'cause I play for keeps. Uh-huh, that's right. And I'll tell you something more. You better know
it. That night we camped near the great Zambezi Falls. It was nearly midnight, 12 o'clock yet, when we heard that dreaded cry. What is it, lad?
It's falling in the water.
Gad, someone's drowning. Anybody got a rope?
Akapan.
Throw it here.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, who's drowning?
I am.
Good. Where are you?
In the river. Yippee. I'm drowning. Says audience. Hello, everybody. Oh, ta. Now back to my dramatic drowning scene. Help, spelt H-E-L-P, pronounced.
Help. Here, swallow this rope, pronounced.
Rope.
Spriggs, this river's full of water.
And it's soaking wet, it's soaking wet. Thank you, Jim Pan. Thank you, Jim.
It'll catch its death of cold. Help me get it into bed.
What kind of bed does a river sleep in, Jim?
A riverbed. Pronounced. Or in a higher key.
Ta. On return to England, the contract for putting up the lamppost went to India.
Hey.
Mind it, Mr. Banerjee. Mind it, man.
Wait a moment. Wait a moment. You put your hand under here.
Oh, steady, man.
What?
I really had it on my foot then, man. My four all power.
Don't argue with me, Babu. Don't argue, man.
Man, it's too heavy for my four all legs, man.
Chat.
You chat yourself, man.
Please listen to me, will you?
Listening.
Please, you are considering the job before considering ourselves. You must understand that.
I'm understanding it, man. I am considering it, but unconsidering it, man. I don't like it. I don't like it, man. Stop acting like a herfin.
You are accusing me of acting like a herfin.
Because I come on the... All right.
My fine fellow, this lamppost is no good lying on the ground. We must get it in the little hole, you see.
All right.
How are we getting on? Spelled O-N, pronounced.
On!
That was it.
You there.
What?
You men, go away. Shoo!
It's a poor old man from the cottage.
What are you putting up there?
A concrete lamppost, sir.
Don't try me, sir. I'm a woman.
Oh, dear, what a target. And I haven't got my gun.
Blundock, stop making those terrible gestures.
They're not gestures, sir. They're me old finger-snapping tricks. Look at this one here. Oh, yes,
come away from that military man.
What?
He's got ants in his pants and certain rust puking like cows.
Oh. And I have reason to believe that he is now the owner of the Siberian Pan-Sexicles.
You filthy swine. Give me that stone. Got him right on Miss Bannister's nose. Now let's get this blasted lamppost in. Bring that hole over here.
My trousers have gone.
Then come away from that window.
They're putting a lamppost up, Henry.
Wow. The master won't like that there, Min, I'm telling you.
Oh, dear.
Who is the master?
Well, he's just coming in across the road now.
There's the master. There he is.
Anyone got a match?
Here you are, sir.
Give the master a match.
Here you are, sir. There we are.
Who are you?
Mr. Crumb, sir, your retainer.
Who are you?
I'm from the Ministry of Lampposts, sir.
Who are you?
I'm the lamppost they want to put out.
Don't tell me I've got a name.
I'm Fred Lamppost.
Now, wait a minute. Where am I?
Waiting for you.
You know. What? Right, wait a moment. Don't interrupt. Look, my God. I've never seen... I've been on the stage 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Look at this audience. Tell me, have they paid?
Not a penny. Not a penny, sir.
Now, don't cry about it. Do not. Camden Theatre.
Camden Theatre.
It's a bit of a thrill to me because. I messed that up, never mind. Yeah. Anyhow. I played. I'm going to tell you about myself, but I like doing, so don't mind.
Carry on.
About this lamppost, sir, we're very worried about where to put it.
I'd like to get rid about this lamppost, excepting one thing. It's given me a lot of... Well, I've met a lot of people through it in this way. Night before... What is tonight?
Friday. Sunday.
Sunday. You open on Sundays. No wonder you get a good house. Yes. You know,
it's all free time.
Oh, it is. Yes, you told me that a little while.
Yeah.
Now, do you know, night before last, I was on the television.
Oh,
do you hear it?
Oh, sir, we told you not to go. Very cold that night. You shouldn't have gone out, Matty.
You shouldn't have gone out, sir.
You're overacting. Leave it me. I was there for half an hour, and it was all through that lamppost, otherwise I shouldn't have been there. Mm. They pay me for it.
Oh, sure.
Last night... Ah!
Oh!
What? I tell you, you act too much.
You've given her the papers, sir.
What?
You've given her the papers.
I didn't quite get it.
Your outburst gave her the papers.
Oh, we leave that. I can't understand. Last night...
What about the hole in the road, sir? From the council, are very worried about the hole. We want to know what to do with the lamppost hole.
Yes, sir.
Can you... would you like to take charge of it?
Well, at the present moment, it didn't worry me so much because...
Didn't you fall in it, sir?
I put my foot in it. It's painful. That's nothing. On the whole, it's done me a lot of good. It's got me 2 or 3 jobs.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and our guest, Mr. A.E. Matthews, with the Red Indy Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stock. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.
We go home now, Matty.
Well, I haven't started yet. What do you mean? You don't mean I've finished?
Well, we're very worried. It's a cold night.
You know, this is the shortest appearance I've ever made in my life.
My guest is waiting for you.
My guest is waiting for you.
Can I have a drink now?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
God bless.